Our morning conversation this morning features all things Carbondale. Carbondale Mayor Don Monty is in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in. I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that are on the City Council agenda tonight, but before we got there, some issues that have been in the news that I wanted to address.
Sure.
They include the new fire station, which the city has built but has been unable to move into because of some problems regarding the Americans with Disabilities Act. I wonder where that stands now, and is the city losing money on this by not being able to use the new facility?
Well, you could say the city is losing money in the sense that, you know, we're having to provide some, you know, basic utilities to the building, and at the same time, you know, we're providing utilities to the existing fire station. So in that sense, yes. But it's not like we're throwing cash out the door or something.
Now, what many people are aware of is that some inspectors came in from the Attorney General's office and found that there are several areas within the station that need to be ADA compliant. They can be things as simple as grab bars in bathrooms and some things that are a little more complex. Now, what is your position as the mayor of the city in terms of what will need to be done and how you're working with the Attorney General's office to become compliant?
Well, certainly we're going to do everything that's required to have the building in compliance. I think one thing that people understand is that the building was designed by architects who are supposed to know how to follow the codes. They put their seal on the plans, and early on there was a complaint, and we went back to the architects. There were changes made as the construction was done, and then when the construction was completed, then the Attorney General's office came down and did their final inspection, if you will. And I identified some areas. Some of them are really simple, like a sign got mounted 2 inches too high. Yeah, that's pretty easy to fix. But I think there's one place where there maybe have been some differences of interpretation of the law between the architects and the way the Attorney General's office is interpreting the law. And a couple of those areas take some significant changes. And one that comes to mind is how many inches deep does a shower have to be, how a shower stall has to be in order to be ADA compliant. And I think there's like 3 inches difference between what was put in and what's required. So, you know, you've got to have the architect go through and figure out, you know, what are you going to do to make that change? You know, do you have to move a wall? I mean, whatever. So those are the things that are being worked out. It's my understanding that once we have a clear view of all of the things that are going to have to be done, we don't have to wait until they're actually done. We can go ahead and move in the building. But part of it's a matter of practicality. You don't want to move in and then have something not functional. And so that's being worked out. But as soon as we can get in there, obviously we're going to get in there. And there's no doubt that the whole thing will be compliant. I mean, the city has always had a reputation for being in compliant. Some of the stuff is, like I said, like the thing with the sign is relatively minor. How much pressure it takes to open a door, that's a matter of adjusting a screw, you know, on the tension on the door. You know, those are things that are pretty easy to take care of. But there are a couple things that are going to take some work to get straightened out.
And certainly we'll keep an eye on that and let people know when it finally gets to the point where you can move in. The safety in and around Carbondale has been an issue for several years that people are concerned about, not just within the city, but people around the region say, right, we just keep hearing that Carbondale is dangerous. They see cases like the Molly Young case, mm-hmm, or the Pravin Varhees case, and they wonder if there's something different about Carbondale. I wonder if you could talk about the city's safety and how you feel the Carbondale Police Department is doing at addressing those concerns.
You know, I feel safe in Carbondale. There are things that come up where people are going to perceive that there are problems. I think part of it is that we're so transparent. You know, I mean, you have access every day to a feed that comes from the police department, and this police department shows on its website every, you know, every crime, you know, whether it's, you know, a robbery or a burglary or an assault, whatever, they're all on the city's website, you know, so that people have access to it. You don't have that kind of access in most places. So on the one sense, that openness tells people, you know, what's going on. The police department, I think, does a good job of dealing with it, you know. Like everybody else, we've got, you know, criminal activity that happens, which you never find the perpetrator. The case with Molly Young has been referred to a special prosecutor, you know, and everybody's been waiting now for how long, you know, for a report that was supposed to be out any day now. Okay, the case with the young man, you know, Varghese, you know, it's really an unfortunate circumstance where, you know, a state police officer was aware that somebody, you know, was off in the woods on the east side of Carbondale, but that word never came back to the city of Carbondale until like a week later. And as soon as we knew, we went to the scene and we found the body. So, you know, to me, it's hard to put any fault with the city police. I mean, they did a very thorough search from where he was, you know, everywhere between where he was, where he lived, places he frequented. I mean, everything was done at the time that it was reported, and we didn't turn up anything. And it was only like a week later when the information is made available to the city that we find out a lead that took us to his body. So I really can't fault the city police department on that.
Within the last couple of months, the Jackson County State's Attorney came to a city hearing. It was mm-hmm. the Carbondale Human Relations Commission, and talked about some of the perceptions of the city and its residents. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have any response to what the things that he had to say. Do you have confidence in the police chief and in what he's trying to do?
Well, I certainly have confidence in the Carbondale Police Department. The issues, you know, he brought up an issue of trust, okay? And, you know, I've lived here since 1968. And I have been aware through much of my time in Carbondale that for a variety of reasons, not only in Carbondale, but in a lot of places, there is in some cultures a sense of distrust of police. It's a long time thing that goes back for decades, centuries, or whatever. And so, you know, it's not new for me to hear that there are some people in the community who feel an element of distrust towards the police department. The important thing for me is that the police department, being aware of that, work to deal with it. And I've been having some conversations with the city manager about how we might do that.
Certainly. Just a minute or so remaining. Of course, it's often difficult to fit in as many issues as we'd like to talk about in one of our sessions, but the Carbondale City Council meets tonight. One of the items on the agenda is a proposal that would allow some forms of hunting in and around Cedar Lake. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The land around Cedar Lake, the south part of it's owned by the U.S. Forest Service. They allow hunting. The north part of the land is owned by the city, and the city has never allowed hunting there of any kind. Well, the deer population is really grown very large in that area because there's no control on it. And people who live in the area, farmers in the area, are really concerned about overpopulation of the deer and the harm caused. So the city was approached about opening the area up for bow hunting only. And that's what the proposal is. And I, based on the discussion we had at our last council meeting, I think that's probably what will be approved.
This is one of several different issues that will go before the Carbondale City Council. They meet tonight at 7 o'clock. That's in the council chambers, 200 South Illinois Avenue. Mayor Monty, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.